suppose somebody would visit you, just come through town, a relative, and stay overnight. How long, and then be gone the next day, and come back through town, and get here 9, 10 o'clock at night, and be gone at 6. You say, well, he stayed here just...
few hours, or just a short time.
Well, particularly...
Stop by.
Particularly at night, what would you say? Oh. Stopped to...
Stopped to spend the night. Stayed all night.
And would he stay... Would he talk... Would he stay just overnight or other night? Or how would you use other night?
Well, just say... he came by, it was late, and he just stayed all night with us.
Okay.
Can say he was an overnight guest.
And I might say somebody said, boy, he's spoiled. He's going to have trouble. Might have trouble, or he'll have trouble. How would you say that?
I didn't understand
that. You see some child spoiled, and you say, well, you shake your head. When he grows up,
his parents are going to have trouble.
Okay.
<with him.
laughs> Would you say life is not, or what?
Just life is not, they will.
And the trenches dug but plow, you call the lead horse walks in the
hutch. In the fur. Of course, we always just really just had we have a one horse farm.
I see. And if you have a lot of success, say with corn, you say, well, this year we raised a big
crop.
And
corn crop.
All right. If you clean out the brush and trees on the land, you say we just
cleared some new ground.
Okay. And I ask you about the that you say you cut hay twice, and I ask you what that second or what the what you call that other crop.
Well, it's usually just more like straw, and you just ordinarily you put the first cutting, which is the best, we would say best, that's what everybody says anyway, and then the second crop, they usually stack it out in the pasture.
Do they ever call it aftermath or anything like that?
Call
it aftermath or...
No, I've never heard that.
And the bundle of wheat is tied up into a what?
Sheaf.
Sheaf. And then you take a lot of sheaves and make
stack
a...
Stack them. Stack them together.
Yes,
put some on
what
top.
What do you call that?
Oak stack, would you?
A stack or shock?
Shock of oats.
Stock.
Shock.
Shock. And if you have success with wheat, you say you raised 40
bushels
to the
acre.
To the acre, all right. And you were telling me about the flail. And the flail you use to... That flail...
To get the wheat or grains or oats or rye. You just usually we always had some toe sacks sewed together, you know, put them down and put the grain on it and then use the flail. Mm-hmm.